Iowa resident Leah Carlson calls herself a carrot-powered activist, meaning she doesn't use much carbon-based fuel like traditional gasoline. Carlson has come up with 50 ways to leave her car at home, and she's willing to share her ideas. The list includes obvious things like bicycling or riding the bus, but Carlson says she even finds out who's driving to a city to which she wants to travel and rides along.
I mean, I don't want to take rides and not give something back, because, you know, that, especially as gas gets higher and higher, that's not good for community relations. And maybe what I give back isn't rides, but, you know, I can give them a bag of really awesome homegrown food. I can do sewing for them. I can give them gas money, you know, whatever.
Carlson says ride sharing can also include teaming up with a neighbor to go to the grocery store. The push to save money and energy is also prompting some changes around the home. More people are looking into adding things like solar-powered water heaters or small wind turbines. Michigan-based energy and economics consultant John Richter helps people calculate the financial return of investing in renewable energy or energy efficiency systems.
What I'm trying to do here is give them tools where they can sit down with a spreadsheet, collect a few numbers off their utility bills, talk to the contractor they're thinking of using for a system, and come up with a pretty good, accurate financial answer to answer that for them.
But Richter also says there's nothing wrong with investing in renewables as a hobby and not worrying about the payback period. Richter and Leah Carlson were among this year's instructors at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair, which took place over the weekend near Stevens Point. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.